Hey you guys, what's up? Welcome back to my natural hair journey. I want to talk to you guys about chopping off my hair and how I've been feeling and what's happening. So let's get into this podcast. So first things first, in no way, shape, or form am I telling any one of you guys that listen to my podcast to cut off your hair. If you don't want to chop off your hair, don't do it. And secondly, I just want to say thank you guys so much for supporting me on my natural hair journey. I see all of you guys that follow me on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, what are you doing? Go over there. I post the pics in the episode. So, yeah. This episode will be posted tomorrow because, you know, I need some time to, you know, do this podcast and everything else in between. So, look forward to it tomorrow. I really do see all of you guys that support me. You know, like my photos, share my photos, save my photos, do what they do. So, thank you. My second disclaimer is that it's hair, so it's going to grow back. So if you're afraid to chop it off, then don't chop it off. If you want to chop it off, you chop it off. So I just want to discuss like 5 things that I've really been feeling about my natural hair journey thus far. It's exciting because it's something new. It's something fresh. I'm giving myself the chance to start over. So I want to share 5 things that I've been feeling lately since I've officially big chopped off all my hair. So let's talk about it. First thing I've been feeling is free. Now I say that because obviously, because you know, your hair is connected to your identity. It makes up who you are. It plays into beauty and whether or not you feel beautiful, you are beautiful. Hey there. Hey beautiful. Hey gorgeous. Just stopping by to tell you guys some things. So feeling free is just something I've always wanted to do. And I kind of just spoke it. I just said I'm going to cut off my hair. And I just made the choice to do so. With that comes freedom, like, because it's not like I was tied to my hair, but in a sense, you're tied to your hair because that's what makes you feel beautiful and stuff like that. So, free is very good. Like, I feel liberated, freedom, because I'm happy about the decision that I made. Sure, there's people who did not agree with the decision, but at the end of the day, my choice to choose freedom, my choice to chop off my hair like a crazy person, as somebody else will say, although you're not crazy if you chop off your hair because there's nothing wrong with you. But nonetheless, there's like so much stuff you can talk about freedom. So feeling free is really what I've been feeling. Like I've been rocking it, you know, just being me, authentically me, you know, showing up as my regular self, you know, not showing up as anybody else. And freedom or free is a true expression of how I felt about my natural journey this year. And so I just want to tell you guys, hey, if you chop off your hair, it's freeing, it's nice. It's a fresh start. My hair is growing back, so you guys will see some pictures, and you guys will get a reel, and I'll start filming a video for my wash days. I'm so excited because, like, yeah, I feel free. I think I've been feeling is a little bit more confidence. Now, I know sometimes people can hate and be looking at people like, oh, why is she so confident? Because confidence is key. You have to be confident in showing up as yourself authentically, not showing up as anybody else, just showing up as you. And so I've been feeling a lot more confident lately. And with the confidence comes the next thing, which I'll talk to you guys about. It's going to be a little bit deep to me in the next clip, but it's going to be comparison. But nonetheless, I've been feeling confident because, you know, I'm cute and I have the face to rock it. So this is definitely a journey that I want to stay on. I don't see myself doing anything else to my hair right now because it's slowly starting to, you know, grow back and stuff. But I just needed to cut it off so I could be more confident.
You guys, another thing that I've been feeling is a lot more self-love. You know, I'm on a self-love journey, but also, you know, with God and everything, I've been feeling a lot of self-love. And I've been doing some deep thinking and I made a good decision. I don't have to see or care what people think. At the end of the day, what other people think about me doesn't matter. It matters what I think about myself. And that's legit how I've been feeling is good about it. Self-love is so important, you know. So, but it's definitely a self-love journey because you have to love yourself at any state that you're in, you know, whether or not you have long hair or not, or you're bald, or you're like me who just instantly got the urge to just cut off all your hair and start over afresh. That's me, and it's been indeed a journey, and people like it. Either people like it or they don't.